Hi, I'm your host Catherine Barrett and welcome to The Green Room, Decarbonised, our five-part series exploring all things sustainability in today's built environment.
17% of the Amazon rainforest has been felled over the last 50 years. 46% of the world trees have been lost.
That was Deb Davis-Tutt from Ashwell's Timber. We really are at a critical point with sustainability now, but what can we do to mitigate? We've spoken with some of the industry's leading experts like Alistair Bayford from Maylim.
There is this generation of waste arising from a need to get good, and it's kind of offsetting or compensating the two.
We talked about the problems we face in decarbonising the construction supply chain, while Jonathan Bourne of Bourne Amenity talked about the importance of good soil and finding local producers to reduce carbon footprint.
A lot of it is not moving materials too far from where they're being manufactured.
Yep.
The sustainability side of it is trying to find local producers that can manufacture to the standards that you need, and you can have full confidence in that. And that's kind of what we're trying to do.
And we closed our series with Alex Lowenhoff, a landscape architect from outer space. We discussed the value in reusing materials, the circular economy, and what it means for the future of construction.
Wind turbines have actually got a great use for being playgrounds.
Right.
The one we've seen is in Holland. It just looks incredible. Like, imagine being a kid and running down the shaft of the wind turbine as a tunnel, or sliding down the blades.
Amazing. You can find the Green Room podcast on all platforms or head over to furnitubes.com. We're here every month with a new episode, so make sure you follow us.